I wouldn't have done this other than Michael asked me to do it, and I normally don't do public speaking, except it's a subject that I know an awful lot about. We were approached by Disneyland to restore Lilybell because it was in really bad shape. So that was the first time we were asked to bid on the job. We were actually bid on the job 8 times prior to getting it. So that was from 1998 to 2005. That was about when Matt O came into the park. Matt is a big train enthusiast, and he came by the roundhouse one day and told Craig and Dale that he wanted to see the car done. So they got right on it. One day we were leaving the shop, and my phone rang, and it was George Cotter from Disneyland, and he said, "Hi, I'm calling to see if you want to bid on Lilybell." And I said, "Are you sure?" "Yes. If I'm on the project, it's getting done." So we bid again in July. We got the contract in August. We picked up the car August 16th at 2 a.m. in the morning under the cloak of darkness. And we kind of broke the photos down into sections. We thought that would be easier than doing it chronologically. So the trucks were in pretty bad shape. You can see the truck out from underneath the car there. We had to break the trucks down completely. All the welds had to be inspected for the new safety standards. So that meant taking it all completely apart, numbering everything to make sure it all went back exactly where it came from. We sent the wheels out, had them remachined. These are the original wheels on the car. And when they came back from being remachined, they were bright and shiny. So we wanted them to go back to the park that way. So we actually waxed the treads of the wheels so that they'd stay shiny until it was returned. After everything being inspected, it all went out and was sandblasted, and there it's waiting for paint. It's a photo of the wheels, and they've been painted. The wheels on the Disneyland Railroad are all stamped. All the original ones, that one says Disneyland 1992. I think there were 6 or 8 different castings, all dated differently, but on this particular car, they were all the same. So there's everything painted and reassembled. The frame was another beast. It had to be inspected. So in order to do that, the whole interior floor of the car had to be taken out. And in order to do that and have it go back in again, every piece of wood was numbered and then pulled out to expose the frame so it could be inspected as well. Then we ran all the lumber through the planer to clean it up. There was a lot of road grime and paint and everything else on the bottom of the car, so that cleaned all that off, and then it was repainted. Then after the frame was inspected, we sandblasted it, repainted it, and then the electrical was added, and the floor put back in again. The roof was originally canvas and paint, and then in 1976, when they did it as the Lilybell, they put a fiberglass roof on it. But the roof had a lot of really bad leaks, including from those vents that are on top there. In that 8-year period that it was offline, there were different inspections done on it, and a lot of stuff was taken off of it so they can look at it, but nothing ever happened in that period. That's the structure underneath the roof, and it was all intact still. It's all hickory. Then we had to put new marine-grade plywood on it, and we have it in a bending jig there to match the contour of the roof. It was in there for 3 weeks. It helped, but it didn't completely help. We still had to push it down. Before we put the roof on, the three people, Russ, Kenny, and I, all signed our family names underneath on the paneling. That's the ceiling of the car. So they're in there. that's the roof with the new plywood on it and the finish being put on, and that is the finish. That's rust there. As far as the interior, it was in pretty good shape, but the paneling had a lot of dry rot in it from water damage. And originally we were going to strip it, but we found as we started taking things apart that the paneling itself was pretty much shot. But the moldings were fine, so we were able to take the moldings off once again, number everything so it went back where it came from, strip it, and refinish it. And then we had, we purchased new Honduras mahogany for the interior of the car, which was kind of difficult at the time because that's most of the veneers come in through New Orleans, and that's when the hurricane had happened down there. But we got lucky and somebody had it in stock here in Los Angeles, even though we're in Anaheim. This is what was left of the car after we stripped the interior out of it. You can see all the framework there. This is us taking out some of the panels that were original to the car. The cars were, built in 1955 in the studio. At that time, they didn't know whether Disneyland was going to last 50 days, much less 50 years. The workmanship was incredible, but they didn't do much in the way of waterproofing the cars, so that was kind of a problem. This is the new ceiling having been put in, and all those white boards that run across there are supports to hold the ceiling in place until the glue dried. And I don't have a photo of it, but we had the same thing going on the side ceilings there. There's me reinstalling some of the molding, and you can see the panels are all back in place. I have one of the original panels here up on the stage. And what we did was to make it all the lettering, all the graphics, all of the furniture was restored at the park. And to make it easier for the sign people, we actually fitted the new panels into place. Then we took them back to the park and they stenciled them. And then they returned them to us and we installed them so that they wouldn't have to work up over their head like this, just to make it a little easier for them. The light fixtures all being reinstalled. They were all solid brass, so they were all just polished. You can see the new carpet in there. That is not the original design, but it looks nice. The new rear lights, the fans are actually original. Originally, they were just painted gold. We actually disassembled the fans and took them off and had them plated and then reassembled the fans, and they all still work. The last panel, I don't know if you ever looked inside the car, there used to be a mirror on what I'll call the non-show side of the car, and they decided not to put the mirror back up, but that panel was one of the largest panels on the interior, and all the people from Disneyland who worked on the car signed that panel, and that's Matt O there signing, and then that panel was installed where that mirror used to be. Exterior, as you can see, a lot of dry rot, more dry rot, more dry rot, and it all went back to basically all this stuff originally was just surface painted, so the water got into the panels or into the wood and just started doing its magic. So that meant replacing everything, and the framework of the body is all clear vertical grain Douglas fir, and we milled everything at our shop. All the pieces of the framework were exact duplicates of the other, and you had to do that because if things start growing on you, the car starts doing this. So everything we made and everything in 1955 was obviously made in a pattern or a jig. And this was one of the jigs for the posts, and it also was accompanied by four different router setups, so you could just bang them out quickly. Also, as we milled the wood, it was all measured with a caliper, which is extremely precise, so that we didn't have the problem of the car growing. And that's a new assembly. That's a post and two cross braces and the bottom of the windowsill. So that's all the new lumber to hold the roof up and the framework for the windows. Then, of course, we primed everything, and also there's Tyvek, which is a waterproof membrane over the whole thing before we put the siding back on. Any of the wood that was left that was original to the car had to have all the paint stripped off of it, so we did a lot of stripping. It was amazing to see how many different colors were used in the process to get it to where it was or is now. More stripped wood. All the staircases had to be rebuilt. They were all dry rotted. When I worked for Bill, we had developed a lot of these patterns already, so it worked well for us. We could get through the project quickly. Part of the plan was to be done before Christmas. We finished December 7th, and it didn't make it out on the line before Christmas, but it was done before Christmas. This is some of the siding. I think there were somewhere around 270 pieces. And in order to have it last longer, we painted all six sides of every piece. Everything that went onto the exterior of the car was fitted, taken off, primed, painted, installed, and then painted, and then clear coated on top of that so that it would last as long as possible. This is all Honduras mahogany as well. There we are doing a lot of sanding. There it is installed. This was the first day that we took it out in the sun. I think this was after the first coat of red paint. And as you can see my expression there, I wasn't happy with it. And we ended up, I think we took it back in and painted it two more times before I was pleased with the result. There's the finished product. And Russ there is reinstalling the stained glass windows. Those are real stained glass windows, and we had sent them to an artisan in Newberry Park who fixed some minor problems with them. It was kind of funny because her receipt said that she had fixed 143 joints. I mean, she was that kind of person, was very exacting. These are the rear marker lights. When we took them off the car, I went to take them to the sandblaster to clean them up, thinking they were metal or steel, and found that they were brass. These are also the same marker lights that were on the Fort Wilderness trains, and that they were put into service around 1973. This was 1976 when these were installed, so it all works. I took the top of one of the fixtures to a meeting at the park and asked if they wanted them brass, and it was all bright and shiny, and they said, oh yeah, that'd be great. There's a chest on the back. It used to hand, it's like a miniature trunk, and it used to house the batteries for the lights inside the car. Now it houses the battery charging system. The original control panel and the new control panel. The back gates, that unit itself has to weigh 350 pounds. It's solid iron. And we took it off and sandblasted it and repainted it to what it looks like now. So, at 2:30 in the morning on the 7th of December, we returned the car. And here we are loading it at our place in Ventura and unloading it at the park. What was nice is when we got back to the park, they arranged to have one of the engines steamed up, and we actually got to take it out for a ride that morning. There we are. We're happy because we're done. New interior in it. And that's my family. We got to go for a ride in it a couple months later. And that's kind of it. So basically, in 3.5 months, we did the car. We were working anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. We didn't want to let Matt down. We wanted it back before Christmas. It got there, but it didn't get online. But we're really proud of our job. Thank you.